Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller 97 right now. 800-400-3697. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see Kelly Clarkson on her Meaning of Life tour January 24th at Oracle Arena. Call now, 800-400-3697. Bonus, you get to talk to Hooman.
Oh.
I don't know.
So I have to say something, sure. If I could. Can I please talk to your son, Sean, for a second?
Okay.
Now listen, Sean.
Do you want me to call him?
I know Hooman has your heart. Oh. And I'm just an old dusty guy that you never get to see or talk to. But let me just tell you something. I care about you. I love you.
Oh.
And I can't
so
for the
sweet.
Life of me remember your band's name ever. And that is, without a doubt, the worst sign for your band name possible.
Yeah.
Which is, I care about you. I was going to ask your mom, what's going on with mustache, throat tickle, throat lips.
It's about talking.
Throat talking, talking.
Speech therapy.
Speech therapy. How's speech therapy doing?
Great.
I haven't heard anything in a bit.
Well, I don't like to send you a video every single time that they're rocking
Why
out
not?
In the back room. I just feel like
I like
it's got to get boring.
I'm into it.
Yeah. No, they sound good. They're doing well. They don't have any gigs on the highway. Hooman asks them all the time, too. What gigs you got coming up? What gigs? Like, he's like, no gigs.
God.
They're just working. They're just having fun, really. You know,
well, that's great.
Nice to see him with some pals that he's going around
Can you
with
come up with a name that I can remember?
I know.
Why can't they
just
be yeah right?
Don't worry. It's just the first.
Just be yeah right. We got that memorized.
Yeah.
We've already publicized mm-hmm. yeah right. Mm-hmm. It's out there.
Is that what you were sitting there trying to remember?
The whole time, and I could not think for the life of me. Like, it's not car seat headrest. That's the band he likes.
Right.
That's not.
Yeah, speech therapy. The name. We're all in the
laundry,
they all have the same
dirty laundry.
Therapist. It was going to be laundry day.
Anyway. I can't wait to
Which
see them play.
Which actually made me feel, I was like, you should be laundry. Like, I have laundry day. He knows about laundry day. I'll say, hey, tomorrow's laundry day. Can I have your laundry, please? Like, it made me feel like, oh,
you're part of
day,
this.
I'm part of it.
Anyway.
Speech therapy. I'm like, oh, all right. Speech therapy. You guys were all, they all had the same speech therapist, all three of them. So that's their name.
What's that guy's name?
The speech therapist?
Yeah.
I don't know. She works over at the
Okay,
name
school. It after the speech therapist. Let it be sort of a mystery.
Mm. Like, who's that person?
Maybe that'll click for us.
Right.
But, man, I can't. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah, take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin D every day. It's great for your mood and your immune system as well. I never get sick, knock on wood.
Oh.
Yeah, I was reading something where they're saying, you know, in the winter, if you get, because I get pretty blue in the winter. Like, I get really bummed out when it rains. I know we need the rain. I want the rain, you know, yada, yada. But I'll just get like, oh. Like, how you finally get that one really nice day after 20 days of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And you really feel yourself like, suddenly you feel so alive and well.
I'll be out for a surf in the morning and the sun's out and it's just, it'll fill me for a whole week.
Right. And like they say it's a lack of vitamin D.
Right.
You know, the depression.
See the sunrise. The whole thing is just majestic. It's incredible.
Thank you, Josh.
510 says, gorgeous, gorgeous tree, Vinny. Yep, we nailed it this year.
Yeah.
Best tree of all time.
And it was free. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, other
I
than the
chop
cuts
it
on
down,
your hands.
Right.
And,
drag it into the house.
Are you in contact with the previous owner?
No. Oh.
Too bad he couldn't like show them a picture.
I mean, we could be.
Like, thank you.
We're not in that. We're not friends.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know where they are. We you do have to exchange information along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I don't think.
Do they say somewhere local or are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. How's their new place?
It's pretty nice. They're actually part of a very famous family.
Is that so?
In that area.
Oh. Uh-huh. Is their last name Scott? As in Scott's Valley?
No.
It's not. It wasn't their valley then. No. Okay. Right. Just wondering.
Good guess.
Bonnie, listening to the podcast from yesterday and hearing you talk about flying standby your whole childhood, I did the same thing. My mom worked for Delta, and I think that is why I hate flying now. Mm. As a kid, my anxiety level with flying standby was not a fun experience. Yeah, you got bumped from every flight.
Yeah, you just didn't know if you were going to be able to get where you're going. Everybody else knows where they're going and if they're going to get there or not. You don't.
The gift of being an employee for an airline is you fly free if there's room on the flight for you.
And full, right. Especially around the holidays, forget it. Every flight is full.
And the funny thing is, it's not like, I mean, we weren't rich for sure. We were just a regular middle class family. But my dad did have the money to buy a
plane. Could have bought you a ticket.
There was a principal thing happening there where there was no way we
were
going to
pay for flights.
Right.
We get those for free.
Right.
Sometimes.
It doesn't matter.
When we get them.
Where you're stranded, we're not buying tickets. What's the next flight? All right, we can take that to Arizona and then take this Arizona. Oh my God.
If
dude,
you can get on a flight there.
Chip off a couple hundred and let us go home for crying out loud.
I just want to get home. We have pets. They're expecting us.
650 says, Hooman.
Hooman. Oh, he's getting the winner.
I had a dream Thursday night that I saw you and I told you, I'm so proud of you. Mm. Then I found out Friday something may be happening for Olive.
Oh.
I have good feelings about this.
Did you hear that, Omen? Did he hear it?
No, he's taking the winner.
Oh. Mm. All right, let me save that one.
Yeah,
save that
it.
Never
Read
happened.
It again, and when he puts his headphones on, I'll tell you. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He loves little signs like that, too, you know?
It's positive.
Hey, Benny, my husband wrote me a Valentine's Day card and signed it, Love 356 days a year?
Oh, so there's like 9 days or so he's not really all that into her?
Or he got it backwards?
Well, 365.
Right.
So, you know, maybe he takes 9 days off from loving her every year is all.
Well, I think that it's a typo. I think he screwed it up.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yep. She was all, so only most of the days.
Okay.
It's like Viney.
Right. That's right. That's the point. Okay. 209.
Your long-lost twin.
Vinny poem, roses are red, violets are blue. If you don't like my attitude, punt. That's not what I wrote. That isn't
if
it.
If you don't like my attitude, we're not a good fit.
Right. My late husband wrote a song for me called Magic Happened. It was a beautiful song. I don't have the master and my cassette copy deteriorated.
Oh, that's too bad.
And he died.
Mm. Oh, God.
I'm crying laughing, Viney. Yeah, very funny.
That's a good one.
Vinny, how many times is this going to happen before you use your iPhone to avoid traffic? I just don't think. I just get on Embarcadero, and then I was stuck, and then I can't pick up.
And Vinny, if you headed to the beach from here, it'd be a lot easier than heading down through the Mission.
Broadway,
right.
Dude.
You know what?
I was right there.
You should definitely do that. Like, just look, plug in your address, and it'll show you what the best route is.
I know, but then I'm pulling out every day, and then I'm like, oh, hey, there's Brad.
Do it here. Hi. Do it in the office before you leave.
And then
we should
I
put
think
a sign on the
Brad
door that says,
check the traffic. Yeah. I just immediately put on KCBS.
You do? Every time?
Every single time. And most likely it's still on.
It's already on in my car,
yeah.
Right.
But I'll wait. Or I'll go in the bathroom or the hallway and listen to what the traffickers report is before I start leaving.
You could actually walk down there and be like, hey, what's the traffic like? Right. Here's where I'm going.
Do you wave to Brad, too, on your way out?
No, because I don't really see him.
Oh.
She doesn't park in the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because you're not in there. Mm. Vinny, she says rum for room and rum for rum.
I say rum for rum and room for room. Or whatever you guys say for room.
Room. It's
just said
two O's.
I just said it right. Room.
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 Rum.
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 Rum. I'm not saying rum. Rum is a drink.
Rum.
Saying rum. Rum.
My ex-husband bought me an engagement ring that was the exact opposite of what I told him I liked. In fact, it was exactly what I told him I didn't like.
Oh, no.
I guess that's why he's my ex-husband. Well, that or the year-long affair he had. But who's counting?
Well, seems like you know.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That is a bummer. Sometimes the guys don't really hear the specifics. They just hear you're going on and on about the thing you don't like, and that's what gets stuck in their head, you know? Mm. They're like, oh, that's what she wants. All right, I see that here. I'm going to get that. I'm going to win this one. She's going to love this.
Place a mirror behind the candy bowl so Sarah has to look at herself every time she takes some.
That will not stop me.
Well, the
I'm
funny
like, oh,
thing
look at that cute
that
girl.
Normally, right. Normally, there is a mirror right there.
There's a mirror on the table.
Yeah.
I just don't look at it.
I'm well, they like, took it. I noticed it off today, so maybe they're using it for Winterland.
Oh.
Maybe. Listen to Moneybags. 650 goes, I bought the house next to my daughter, so I don't have to stay with her. I plan to Airbnb it when I'm not there.
Oh.
Oh, well, isn't that? Bought an extra house in the Bay Area.
You can do it.
Wow.
Good for you.
Sheesh.
Of course, if you bought the house next door to your daughter who lives in Nebraska, good luck Airbnb in that.
Right. I might go to Nebraska.
Really? For what? Maybe something that's there. And don't say Omaha.
I don't know. They have a football team.
The Is it Huskers. In Omaha?
I don't know where they play. Oh, it's Lincoln.
Oh.
I think it's Lincoln.
All right. Somewhere in middle America.
Yuzi right says 925, you're invited to my house for Christmas, and I will buy you a gift.
Oh, you don't have to buy me a gift. But I might show up at your house.
We don't like that you're not going to go do something good.
I don't mind it. She never does. She always has, they have a very quiet Christmas tradition. You guys don't get each other gifts and... Or are you doing gifts this year? You have a look on your face.
No, I typically haven't liked Christmas since I was 18. Oh, so I just want to get it over
with. What happened when you were 18?
Well, my brother was killed.
Oh,
so it
God.
Was,
when you were 18?
Why did I ask?
Oh, I thought he was older than you.
He was 19, so I was 18.
Oh. Boy, I thought it happened
so,
younger.
Talking about getting blue, I get blue around this time. And
so it happened
can't
near...
Wait for it.
Mm-hmm. The holidays.
It happened December 7th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are we off on this? We're off on December 7th.
Is that Saturday?
It's no, it's Friday.
Day. Oh, it's Friday. Oh, yeah, we're off Friday because of Winterland the day night before.
Bleep that, Yuzette. Johnny doesn't need to work that much. You and him need to go to Maui or something like that with your time off.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't your husband's ex-wife have a house in Hawaii? Ask if you can borrow that.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. We're doing some stuff with our house. So.
Oh.
Like what?
Putting up a picture?
No. Don't be crazy.
Don't get all crazy.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, we just purchased our oven.
Oh.
Wait,
that was like weeks ago.
No, well, it's... You know, it's costly money. It showed up yesterday. It's so beautiful. The guys were so very nice. And then, unfortunately, the oven didn't work, which we needed. And it turns out they just needed to reset it. So they came over first thing this morning, like 7:30 or 8 o'clock this morning, and had to reset the oven.
Oh.
And so I'm so excited the oven works. But that's a costly thing for us.
Yes.
We're going to need an electrician to do a couple things in the house.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just those little things
add up. Absolutely.
It's like, well, we
can. The joys of home ownership, right?
Right.
He's still on the phone with the winner? Or is he just ignoring us?
Yeah.
He has a phone stuck in his face and he's not even on it. Okay.
Well,
that seems totally
he's
grown
on a line.
Up.
He's fine.
I don't know. Sarah, I just... I don't know. 707 says, Lord only knows where else that drumstick was used for.
No.
Well.
Right.
By the way, Bryn's gave me a very long explanation as to why he can't figure out when that drumstick...
I'm familiar
It'll
with
show up on the feed, though.
Here's the thing.
It'll be a classic one day.
Yeah, one day, 1,000 years from now. If someone can remember the approximate date that one aired, please send it to us at 800-400-3697.
Thank you.
Even Michelle in our promotions department was like, I had to turn you guys off when you started talking about the drumstick in the eye.
Yeah. Mm. A lot of people get bummed out about
and
the
someone
eyeball
is,
stuff.
So, someone is writing in and saying, that guy that got it in the eye, he's probably also homeless and a drug addict.
Mm.
And maybe that's why these two dudes were out at that hour a night and fighting each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So our assumption is...
Yeah, we just assumed he's someone's grandpa.
Yeah, this nice old grandpa man is like, you know, out for God knows what, cookies.
At 2:30 in the morning.
But maybe he's also someone who has a drug problem or a drink problem.
Or mental issues.
Sure.
Sure. I don't know.
We really don't know anything about him, and we've been talking about him for weeks now.
Right.
Yeah.
Because things keep happening to him. William McCullough?
I think that sounds right. Not to say his last name again.
Mm. Oh, because he's local.
I don't know. I don't know what...
Petaluma.
You know.
Is it Petaluma?
Yeah.
Okay. Just trying to keep it all straight.
Yeah. Let's not. Mm. Let's leave it.
So bad for him.
Did you see when she was trying to... Oh, this is the Lindsay Lohan. Did you see when she was trying to take that kid from its mom, thinking she was saving it?
Oh, yeah, the Russian thing. Or the, like, uh-huh. She was in Russia, and there were some immigrants or something.
She got punched in the face.
Yeah. Where,
but she wasn't Russian. She was, like, and she's trying to talk Arabic to them, or...
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Mm.
Shalom, hello. Shalom, hello. I can't remember what the... there have been so many crazy Lindsay Lohan. So many... crazy Lindsay Lohan stories. It's a little time. It's like, shouldn't you be in Mykonos running your club? Mykonos.
I hope it goes well for her.
So do I. She could really use some things going well.
You know, Vinny, you can adopt a guide dog reject like a one-year-old. Fully trained, wonderful dogs, but not good enough to be guide dogs. Hint, hint, get on the list.
Oh. Hey.
That's good for people to know. Well, I can't do that right now.
When are you going to do it?
I don't know.
You're a dog person.
I know, but it broke my heart. Having to put her down was the worst thing that's ever, not ever, but it was really awful.
Yeah.
And I had to be, and I felt I needed to be in there holding
Absolutely.
Her while it happened. Yeah.
Right.
And having that happen in my arms like that was mm-hmm. not something I can get over. And now I wish I wouldn't have done it. Like, I'd rather just put her on, like, a dolly and wheeled her around. Like, I don't care. I'm never doing that again.
Hmm.
No way. Well, I thought I was
had
being
all those years with
so
her,
brave and doing the
you.
Right thing. And then in the end, I'm like, no, now I know why people let that dog, you know, limp around or the one they put on wheels. Because you don't need to be playing God like that.
No, but it's the quality
Awful.
Of the dog's life that deteriorates.
Absolutely.
You can't keep her alive
yeah,
just because your
heart won't
let it. Yes.
What about my heart, though?
What about it? Put that dog out of its misery.
No.
Hey, it was in Moscow.
Oh, it
the
was?
The incident, yes.
Oh, my God. It was so crazy.
510 says, just finished Ozark second season. And oh,
please don't say
my
anything.
God.
Please don't say anything. Oh, please don't say
and then
anything.
They say a bunch of stuff.
No.
Seriously, can't wait for season 3.
Which is next September? Is that what we just heard?
But man.
Next season 3 of Ozark?
Or there's
sooner.
A sentence in there that's such a spoiler. I
oh,
can't
please,
believe they wrote
I'm
that.
I'm so glad that I don't see that.
So did you watch the finale?
Yes, and the first episode.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
How'd you like season 1?
Really solid. Really solid. When they turned the corner.
Can you, well, what about when they're having a meeting in the hillbilly's house and then what the lady does and
Redneck.
You're like, oh my God, she did not.
But she did. Yeah, there's some, yep.
Oh my God.
Better redneck
There's no way
this.
That just happened.
It happened. I know. We all, like the whole room goes, whoa. We're not spoiling it. Don't. Ozark is really, it's so, but I'll tell you something about Ozark. I sit there, I'm wringing my hands. I'm like, my foot is wiggling. I'm like, oh God, what's going to happen now? Oh Jesus. It's like, it makes me so tense right before I go to bed. It's like, I wonder why I can't get to sleep on Sunday nights. Well, I'll tell you why, it's Ozark.
So, and then you watch the first episode of the second season.
So we
season.
Know who the new person is and...
Do you love
dead
that?
Dead through the eyes, man.
Do you love the FBI character's role, too?
Oh, yes.
So weird and dark,
Don't say
the
anymore.
Whole thing.
I know. Don't say anymore. Mm. And the dad. Oh, boy.
I know. He's dark, too, isn't he?
I just keep thinking he's going to get at her. Like, why is he laying on the bed with her? Make that stop. That needs to. She built you your own little place there, buddy. Let's move on out.
You
of
know
that
what's tripping
room.
Me out is, and so that's why I'll stop saying stuff, is because I've seen both seasons. I don't know which one.
Yes.
what falls into which category. Yeah. All right, I'm out of time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to say goodbye. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I'm very excited to head down the hall to do the secret show.
20 feet away.
I know. We were talking a lot about the secret show today. We're going to find out what everybody wants for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then you were going to retell a story from a past event.
I wasn't. That was a hard no when you requested that.
Oh,
yeah.
What story not gonna, was it?
Oh, well,
it's not
we'll
a story
you
can mention here.
And then maybe we should all just not say stuff until she tells the story.
Yeah, we'll, you know, if we'll we're all done talking, we can just go home.
Because we never do that.
So anywho.
I won't force you.
Anywho. Also anyway. We're going to go do a secret show. That's a show we do in addition to this one. It's thank you to Entercom. It's filthy. And it's not censored. So if you're not a grown up, it's not for you. And if you're a prude, also not for you. But you can find that at RadioAlice.com. You can find it on Radio.com, you know, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. It's in all those places. Mm. It's everywhere, man. It's called The Secret Show. So we'll meet you there. Beware of the rain. I hope you get a surf in. Is that?
No, I'm not even. Happening? That's not happening until Friday.
Oh.
Because I have a big night out Thursday night.
Oh, yes, Thursday night. We've got a huge night out.
What are you doing
raging.
Today, though?
Today, I'll probably play guitar, a little guitar.
Oh.
Maybe I'll exercise. That'd be fantastic.
What song are you going to learn on guitar?
You know, I really like playing Black Sabbath, but if you want me to warm up and like remind myself how to play an AC/DC song, mm-hmm. I'll either do the one we've tried to do three times already me a suggestion. What do you want me to do?
Well, all the AC/DC songs I like are, you know, ones people I don't
because
like.
They're not, while they're not, let me explain. They're not super hard, but you gotta get them right.
Right.
So it's not something that you could say I could spend 20 minutes with and know. I want to get them right.
How about Problem Child? That's a
Problem Child. I'll write it down and give it a look.
But it has a really long intro, so we'll truncate that. You have to take the.
What'd you do that for?
I'm saying we'll just. It's like dang 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 dang. And then I'll jump in.
So we can expect a song for you guys before the end of the
Let
year.
Me go look at what
before
she's
the
just
end of the
done
year.
To
oh,
me.
Sure.
Let me
okay.
make sure
Problem
I
right.
have
That's a great song.
And then
any kind
you
of chance.
Give her suggestions, too, so you guys can collab.
Yeah, I'll learn learn a Sabbath song. I know. So, I mean, they're not totally unfamiliar. I'm just not a huge fan.
I just
what song
compromise,
are you thinking?
Sarah.
I am. I'm saying.
I love Sabbath. And you know what's cool about Sabbath? That, like, when you look at... Because they're early heavy metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're so basic. Mm. All the counts, there's like four of these and two of these and back to four. Everything's so simple. It's beautiful. You know.
Yeah, I'll learn one for you. You pick the one that you want and I'll do that. And, you know, I also like Rock and Roll Singer.
What?
Gonna be a rock and roll singer. It's like an AC/DC song. Just trying to think
Wait
up
a minute.
One of the...
We that were and talking Problem about Child. Black Sabbath.
Yeah, but then I was sick of them,
back.
So I went
so
back to AC/DC.
So you want Problem Child?
No,
so
I want
let
that.
Delete that.
You listen to both, and then
which
you pick
one's the one you want?
I want Problem Child or Rock and Roll Singer. Right, that's a good song. Right,
Problem Child.
Yes, I am.
All sounds good to me.
Yeah. Or
Rock and Roll Singer
rock
or
roll
Problem
singer.
Child. And then you give me suggestions. What songs from Sabbath? You tell me. Which one are you working on right now? Vinny?
Oh, I'm typing. Do you want me to remember this or not?
I can remind you after the, we're not on the air.
We're not on the air right now. Let's go to our secret show.
Okay. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.